From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Obama has hit Russia with new sanctions over its computer hacking and interference in the November presidential elections. 35 Russian government officials in Washington and in the consulate in San Francisco are being expelled. Two properties run by the Russians are being closed. The president called his actions necessary and appropriate. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has reacted.
Well, the latest is that we've just seen an announcement from Russian President Vladimir Putin that he will not be doing the tit-for-tat expulsion of U.S. diplomats as suggested to him by the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Instead, he has said that he will not lower himself to the U.S. level, as he put it, and will instead consider what President-elect Donald Trump does when he takes office later in January.
That's VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf. Despite some sporadic clashes, a ceasefire in Syria is holding up. The deal brokered this week by Russia and Turkey. However, it excludes the groups designated by the United Nations as terrorists.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the deal a historic chance to stop the Syrian conflict.
We have an opportunity to stop the bloodshed in Syria with a political solution. We must not squander this chance. This is a historical chance. This window of opportunity should not be wasted.
If the ceasefire holds, it will be followed by peace talks between the Syrian government and the opposition in Kazakhstan's capital, Astana. But President Assad, who is backed by Russia and Iran, has made it clear that he has no intention of stepping down.
This is VOA News. As 2016 draws to a close, many in China feel the government has missed a big opportunity to advance the rule of law, given its questionable handling of the controversial case of Li Yang, a 29-year-old environmental engineer who died in police custody earlier this year. In early December, hopes were high that some progress might be made when prosecutors submitted a request that five officers allegedly involved in Li Yang's death be brought to trial. The case has sparked debate about police brutality, but when it was rejected late last week, there was an outpouring of anger and disbelief online. Authorities moved quickly to censor most posts, but ever since Li Yang was picked up by police in early May during what authorities say was a raid on a brothel masquerading as a foot massage parlor and then pronounced dead shortly afterwards, strict controls have done little to keep the public from discussing that case. Iraqis in Mosul were targeted with car bombs and airstrikes Friday on the second day of a renewed push to retake the city following 2 weeks of relative calm. Multiple car bomb explosions have been reported in parts of the city, but no official figure on casualties has yet been made available. An officer in the Federal Police Force told Reuters news agency that Iraqi forces had also disabled a number of car bombs. Thursday, the U.S.-led coalition said it might have killed civilians in an airstrike targeting a van suspected to be full of Islamic State fighters in what was later determined to be a hospital compound parking lot, according to a statement released by CENTCOM. At least six people were killed and seven others were killed when militants attacked a town in Somalia, southwest of the capital, Mogadishu. The radical Islamist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for that attack. The leader of Boko Haram has appeared in a new video. Abu Bakr Shaku denies Nigerian government claims that his group has been chased out of its Sambisa forest stronghold. He vowed to fight until an Islamic State was imposed in northern Nigeria. Boko Haram has stepped up its attacks recently after a months-long pause in their seven-year uprising that has killed more than 20,000 people. U.S. officials say a key leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Jandu al-Kuwaiti, was killed by a coalition airstrike this week. A previous member of IS's war committee. New York City officials said security for Saturday's New Year's Eve celebration will feature so-called blocker trucks to close off vehicular access to Times Square, where more than 2 million people are expected to attend festivities. 7,000 police officers will be there as well. The commissioner has said that officers continue to assess any threats and have no direct concern about terrorism. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.